Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Untangled Resolutions presentation of The Breakup Whisperer. I am your host, Bob-tabulum Tombini, The Breakup Whisperer, and I'm coming to you live from the southern tier of New York State in the United States of America. Today, my guest is Keena Williams, a renowned world traveler who hails from Oxnard, California, by way of Memphis, Tennessee. She is a dynamic 40-year-old professional woman who works as an aerospace engineer in the defense industry, and she is the creator of the famous hashtag, BookDadished, which simply means to book flights immediately without questioning anything. She is constantly manifesting her dreams and uses the term hashtag Year of Yes Manifest to get what she wants out of life. She faithfully lives, breathes, and eats what she calls the manifest life. I came to know Keena via her Facebook page, where she is creating a quiet yet powerful revolution in the way that her friends and followers find love. Join us as she explains what she means by living the manifest life and shares inspiring success stories that keep me coming back to her page. Sit back and listen while everyone gathers. We'll be with you in just a moment. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Breakup Whisperer. I am so glad that you're joining us today. It is a lovely June afternoon, a Sunday. I'm hoping that for those of you who are in our time zone anyway, that you have spent a wonderful, restful day. And some of you are behind Eastern time where I am, and so you have more of a restful day left. But I welcome you all, and I'm glad for you to have had a chance to relax and come and join the show. I want to start out, first of all, by giving a special shout out to my listeners in South Africa, Australia, and the United Kingdom. You just popped up on my database this week, the dashboard that they give us to show us where people are listening from. It's so exciting each week to watch the listenership grow across the globe. And that blows my mind. I also have listeners, so the folks from South Africa, Australia, and the United Kingdom are joining listeners in Canada, Argentina, South Korea, Vietnam, Algeria, Germany, Serbia, and of course the United States. So we've got this wonderful international family that is forming here, and I'm really excited that all of you are here and glad that you're joining us. Today, I'm welcoming Keena Williams to the show, and we're going to go ahead and just jump in because we want to make sure we have enough time to talk about the wonderful topic that we have today and get a full grasp of everything that Keena has to share. Keena, your microphone is on. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you today?
I am doing quite well, and I'm excited to have you on. I'm one of those people who follows your page. And so it's especially exciting for me to be able to finally talk with you and to share with you in real time the stuff that the wonderful information that you share on your page on Facebook. But I want to get to know you a little bit better before we dive into what brings us here today. And I have to say that I'm just a little impressed by your day job. I mean, when people joke that it isn't rocket science, I think in your case it kind of is.
It is kind of that, but I do mostly more project management than I do engineering. I switched over many years ago, but I still have the title of aerospace engineer.
Well, so now that we know that you're an actual genius, I think...
No way.
People are actually going to listen to you, you know, and want to listen to what you have to say. But really, I found that out about you, and I thought, man, this is amazing. This is awesome. But you also do so many other things. And we're going to talk a little bit about your traveling and how that has brought you to be where you are with what you share on Facebook and in terms of the year of Yes Manifest, right?
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad to be invited to the show.
Good. I am so glad that you're here. So I wanted to start out by kind of giving a background to what are we talking about when we talk about the manifest life and the year of yes, manifest. How did that get started? What inspired you to start on this journey?
I would say this started roughly in 2015, as you know, I had an accident earlier that year, and later that year I was dating someone and that relationship broke up. Later on in that year, I started dating someone else, and that cost me a situation where that person basically just vanished out of my life. And I was thinking, what am I doing wrong? Am I doing something? Am I putting negative energy out there that's attracting the wrong type of people? So somehow around, I'd say, October, November 2015, I just somehow started saying, Year of Yes Manifest, and decided that I needed to make life changes in order for myself to get the things that I want out of life, not just necessarily relationships, but whether that's work, professional, or anything else that I so desired.
So is this approach to creating the beauty that you want in your life and getting the things that you want in your life, is it something that was familiar to you already? How did you go about deciding these are the steps I'm going to take in order to manifest in the way that I want to?
I think probably in my previous, maybe earlier years, I mean, a lot of people, they pray, they chant, you know, you ask, you know, God or whoever you believe in to get you to the things that you want. But I think for this particular manifest, I had to learn that I had to be more intently about the things that I wanted. Me just saying I want something is not enough. I need to put more action behind just stating words.
Okay, and that is so important because I think a lot of people hear about manifesting and write it off because they think that it is just about, you know, sitting in a corner somewhere and wishing really hard. It's not about that, is it?
Not at all. I mean, if that was the case, I'd probably never go to work. I would just sit here and say, that's it. That's all I'm doing. Money will come to me directly. It does not work like that.
Okay. We're going to talk about how it does work, but I don't want to forget to do this. I know that there are a lot of people that you invited to listen, and there are folks that I've invited to listen, and I want to make sure that if they want to talk with you and ask you any questions directly or make any comments, they're able to do that. So the number to call is 929-477-3697. That's 929-477-3697. If you're listening online, but you want to, you know, get in on the show and be able to talk to Kina, go ahead and do that, and we'll try to get you on the show. But sure, let's go back to this. It's not, you know, sitting in a corner somewhere wishing really hard. What is it?
Well, for me personally, I will tell people, especially you've seen this on my Facebook page, where I will tell people, hey, how's your manifest going? And a lot of people saying, oh, my manifest is not working. What am I doing wrong? And I would ask people, what is it that you're asking for? I had one young lady contact me. She said that she was looking for a new job. She wanted a new job. So my number one thing is, do you have a new resume? Have you joined any professional organizations? Have you updated your resume? Are you talking to a mentor? Are you doing anything? This young lady hadn't done anything towards her manifest. So that's why I say it takes basically action. Those of you that are biblical-based, faith without works is dead. So manifest without works is also dead as well. That's why I require people to do something. If someone comes to me and say, hey, help me with my manifest, and if you can't show me that you've done any work, I don't know if you're even ready for your manifest if you haven't done the work behind it. Whether that work is, number one, it could be trying to determine what it is that you truly want out of life. And I think that's probably the biggest issue with some people is they don't really know what they want. So I will ask people to, you know, ask for clarity, ask for, you know, definition in your life so you know exactly what to manifest and how to get to those steps as well.
So how about we take what you've talked about right now, which is fantastic, right? And then we're going to bring in the other side of the topic for today, which has to do with folks manifesting the right relationship for them. And where I'm coming from is especially, you know, regarding people who seem to get into the wrong relationship over and over and over again. And one of the things that you've been saying, you know, you've said it several times, you said you have to know what you want. And, you know, I've noticed that a lot of times when people are looking for a relationship, they talk about, well, I don't want this, and I don't want that, and I don't want the other thing.
Exactly,
and perhaps that's what
exactly.
they're winding up with, because that's where their focus lies.
Exactly. That's a very good point. I see a lot of posts from ladies and also men. I want a man that's 6'2". I want a man that makes a lot of money. I want XYZ. But you never comment about the things that you actually need, the things that are very important. Well, will this person nurture you? Will this person love you? Will this person respect you? And it seems like we're looking at more of the physical than more of the things that are emotional needs, things that are not more the materialistic type. So I think that could be some of the issues that some people are facing. And they're just looking at things that are not they're not the things that you really should be looking for a relationship, which may be the reason why some people, you keep ending up with the same type of relationships.
Right.
You've not been intent on what you really want.
Exactly. So if you're focused on superficial, you're going to get superficial.
Exactly. You can ask for a man that's 6 foot tall. That's great. However, what about the things that you really need? I want someone to love me. I want someone to respect me. I want someone that will treat me right. Someone will treat my children right as well. These are things that people, you never see those posted.
Right. Well, you know, speaking of posting things then, you have been very active in demonstrating for folks and guiding people. They call you Push a Key. How can they call you Push a Key?
That's a funny one. People call me Push a Key mainly due to flight dealing abilities. For those that know me, know that I love to travel. I have no problem posting flight deals on my Facebook page, talking about flights, going places. I'm always going places. I'm a Sagittarius, so Sagittarius, we're always going places anyway. So it's just kind of our lifestyle. So years ago, someone called me Push a Key. It stuck, and I kind of like it.
Well, so there's that, and that's what I understood it to be, too. And I'm going to tell you, I actually got in on one of those flight deals. I pushed a key, and was so happy for it. I will say that, unfortunately, I wasn't actually able to take the flight, but, you know, this is one of the South Africa deals, and it was
awesome.
Just amazing. So I'm, you know, grateful for you doing that. You encourage people to come out of their comfort zones, right? This is what Push a Key is about.
Yes, and for those that know me, sometimes I am a little pushy, on the pushy side, to push you to go to the edge. I mean, feel free to jump, you know, jump mm-hmm. over, get out of your comfort. I mean, how can you grow if you're stagnant? So
right.
I encourage people to go further. If you're only seeing the straight line, well, what's around the corner? Can you look around the corner? Can we turn? What can we do?
So you encourage people to come to their comfort zones, and one of the ways in which you've been doing that, and I've watched this with great delight, is on your Facebook page where you post, is it the man of the day, man of the week? How does that work?
Oh, my goodness. SLTD, that is single of the day.
A single of the day. Nice.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So tell me about
single
of
the day.
The day.
I'm laughing. This started single of the day. I started this roughly in 2014. I had surgery back in 2014, and I was home, bored, thinking, "Oh my gosh, I'm stuck here at home for another 6 months. What am I going? 6 weeks. What am I going to do?" And somehow, I was talking to a friend. I can't remember who I was talking to, and I was thinking, "Let me post some of my friends that are single." Because you never know who's in your circle could match with someone in your in another circle. And, you know, who knows? Maybe we can all have cake at the wedding. I don't know. So I started posting. At that time, I was posting ladies and men for single of the day, basically three pictures, what I call the headshot, full body shot, and also an action shot, and basic things for what they were looking for. And it, in some cases, there were some matchups. And a few other things, and some people dated for a while, and it's been interesting. I still do it occasionally, but I only feature men.
Okay. And why do you only feature men?
I only feature men at this point because, I hate to say this, it is generally harder to find a man that is ready to be in a committed relationship. So when a man comes to me and he says, "I would like to be featured for SOT," wow, okay, this man is serious, because most people know I don't put people up here if I don't believe that you are seriously looking for a relationship or some type of commitment. And if a man comes to me, I know that he's serious. I will do a weed out process, my own weed out process, based off of the requirements that he's asking for, and go from there.
You know, the benefits of this, and I've seen people on your page begging you to put up a website or something like that, because the benefits of this are just amazing. You know, when you go to a site like, Plenty of Fish or any of the other dating websites, and I don't want to, you know, I named one already, so I guess I better name a bunch of other ones, right? and of course, they're escaping my mind right now because I don't want to get in trouble. But, you know, what happens when you go to the website is that you're sort of going on faith, which is fine, but you're going on faith that the person who has posted a profile is really looking for a serious relationship or is looking for what they say they're looking for, because, you know, they can put up whatever they want. And so you're,
right.
you're trusting that they're looking for what they say that they're looking for. And, you know, I've been out there on the dating websites, and the websites do wonderful things. So this is not about the websites themselves, but it's mm-hmm. about some of the challenge of having to weed through people to actually find the person you're looking for. I will say this, that Match.com does a better job, I think, because they make you take all these, you know, do this quiz and take all these questions. And I find that their method of doing things does tend to be a little bit more on point. But the point of the matter is when they come to Kena, I'm so sorry. I knew I was going to do that.
That's okay.
Thank you. Kena, when they come to Kena has personally pre-screened each of these the people who are going to be SOTD, and at this point you're focusing on men, each of the men who are on SOTD, and they really are interested in a committed relationship. So we're talking a bit then about what to look for, and I would think that since 2014 you've learned a bit about what works and what doesn't and what people should be looking for. And you talked a bit about how people tend to look for the superficial, the physical, and a little bit about, you know, is this person going to respect me, going to love me, and that sort of thing. But do you have like a top five or a top 10 characteristics that you have witnessed being especially essential for people to look for when they are considering somebody as partner material?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Really good question. I don't know if I have a top three or a top five or so. I look at a lot of things. If the person, this may be a touchy subject for some, I look at what type of relationship this person has with their parents, their father, their mother, if they're in their lives. Also, what type of relationship this person has with money. Is this someone that for short term, you may not care, but if you're hoping to build a relationship with someone and they're not good with money, that could be a problem. I actually dated someone many years ago. I didn't know it, but they were a gambler, and I had no idea. So that's one question. You know, I would like to know, hey, are you a saver? Are you a spender? Are you somewhere in between? That's something that you would want to know. For some people, faith is also a deal breaker. It's not a deal breaker for me, but it is a deal breaker for other people. And also another thing, if you desire to have children, that's another option to discuss as well. I'm talking more so long-term relationships, not necessarily, if I may use this term, hit it and quit it type of relationships.
Well, you know, and there are all kinds of different kinds of relationships, and people get into them for different reasons. What's important is that they're upfront about what they're looking for, and then you've named
exactly.
You've named some big ones. So, you know, are you on the same page about money? Are you on the same page about kids? Are you on the same page about your faith? You know, those are some really, really big topics, big issues that a lot of folks really kind of fail. You know, I don't want to use fail because it's really negative, but they just kind of skip over as they're getting to know somebody. And, you know, they get so caught up in the romance of things that they're not thinking about the practical.
Right, that's a good point. I was going to say that's a really good point. I'm really glad you asked me this question. You make me remember something that I saw earlier this week in a Facebook group where I was making some references to past relationships to see the certain type of men that treated me just utterly foul had the same category. All of those men, they fit the same category. And then the men that treated me like I was a princess, a queen, they all had the same characteristics. So it's like, these are things that you should, you know, should look for. Like, what are the signs? Don't ignore them, which sometimes, oh, he's so cute, he's so beautiful. But, yeah, he just kicked his dog, you know. So,
right.
You know, these things we must look at.
Right. And, you know, I think that often what happens is that folks will make a difference or a distinction. They'll create the sort of false distinction between, you know, how does this person treat other people and how do they treat me? And, you know, so long as he's treating me okay, I'm fine with it. But that turns out to be a mistake a lot of the times, right?
Exactly, exactly. How do you treat, it could be something as simple as, how do you treat the janitor at work? How do you treat the cashier that's bringing you your coffee in the morning? Are you rude to this person? Do you speak? Simple, common courtesy. Sometimes that person may not have that. You need to look at these signs.
Right, right. Well, I see that we have a caller who's on hold, so we're going to take a break. We're going to play a quick message for you, and then when we come back, we will continue with the conversation. Keena Williams in on the Breakup Whisperer, thank you so much. We'll be with you in just a moment. You are listening to The Breakup Whisperer, and I thank you so much for spending time with me to talk about breakups and for supporting this show in its infancy. The fact that you're listening means the world to me, and I'm delighted to share the journey of The Breakup Whisperer as this show evolves and grows. I started the show because I saw that while we have lots of resources and spend lots of time talking about forming relationships and keeping them intact, which is important, we don't talk enough about breaking up. And yet, most people will experience numerous breakups in their lives. Breakups from intimate partners, from friends, from jobs, habits, family, from familiar places. We have plenty of resources and rituals that support and celebrate people when they get together. But there isn't a healthy national culture and tradition of resources dedicated to helping people when they break up. I believe that this has led to an unfortunately toxic and even violent culture around breakups, and I would like to work with you to change that. I want to inspire confidence and contentment and a positive outlook on breakups. I'm really excited about using each episode of The Breakup Whisperer to transform the way that we approach breakups and to give birth to a new positive breakup culture. I hope that you will share this show with your friends and loved ones. Thank you for listening. I will be delighted for you to join me for each and every episode of The Breakup Whisperer. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Batabi Lumtombini, the Breakup Whisperer, and today we have Keena Williams as my guest on the show. We've been talking about manifesting and about manifesting the right relationship by paying attention to what happened in past relationships so that you can decide what you want. Keena, you're back on the air. How are you doing?
Doing great.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. So we have a caller who has a question for you, and if you don't mind, we're going to go ahead and bring them onto the show. You ready for that?
Sure, bring them on.
All right. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Please go ahead with your question.
Okay, hi, Keena. My question is, I'm having a hard time dating because I do travel a lot, and the guys that I meet feel like because I travel a lot that is inconvenient to them. And they just also feel like they will have to adapt to my lifestyle, which I never asked anyone to do so. So this is my main issue when it comes to dating. And it's just, I just don't know what to do. What advices do you have?
Wow, that's a really interesting question. The guys that you're talking to, are they travelers?
Not really.
Okay, really interesting question. I would say that are you talking to one person right now that you're truly interested in? Is this person interested in anything else that you're interested in, such as are they just interested in you, your travels, or anything else?
No, that was just like, I was just giving an example. I was talking to somebody in January that I really liked, but because I have to take a trip out the country to a couple of places over a span of 2 weeks, when I came back, they kind of just like felt some type of weight because I was gone that long. And we just kind of fell apart. But I just noticed that being a pattern. And the guys that I did meet that like to travel were really arrogant and fooling themselves. So it's just been a dilemma.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. I would say that if you're meeting someone that their lifestyle doesn't align with your lifestyle, I would, in just my personal opinion, I would recommend you not spending a lot of time with that person if they're not in alignment. My mother says if someone tells you who they are, believe them. If their person says right away, oh, your lifestyle is not aligned with mine, say thank you, walk away, and continue on to the next person. And figure out if their person doesn't appreciate what you do, that's okay. There are other men out there. Even I had a similar problem because I, too, am a avid traveler, and someone once told me that I would never meet someone with my traveling lifestyle until I met someone that travels with me and kind of in the style that I do as well.
All right. Thank you so much for that advice. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
Kina, thank you so much for that. You know, the caller brought up a number of issues, and there was a dilemma in there that, you know, I'd like to dive into a little bit more deeply, because what I heard was that, well, on the one hand, you know, the people whom she meets that seem to be open and available to her are not interested in traveling, and also, you know, have a problem with the fact that she'll be gone for long periods of time. But on the other hand, the people whom she meets who do travel are kind of standoffish and you know, won't meet her or don't see her as on their level. They're kind of snobbish. What do you have to say about or what can you contribute regarding that kind of dilemma?
I'd have to also have to ask, what type of man is she meeting? Is she open to a certain type of man? Some people, they're only looking for a man that meets a certain criteria. Are you open to a man that looks like this, a man that's a little bit shorter, a man maybe a little bit of a different hue? What I'd have to ask, if I don't know who that is, if that person knows me, inbox me tonight, let's talk about it. So, because I don't know who that person is.
The person at the caller is still on hold, so if you don't mind.
Oh, awesome.
I can bring her back.
Please, that'd be great.
All right, so caller, I'm turning on your mic and I'm bringing you back. So we've come back with a little bit of a deeper dive into the question that you asked. Did I represent your question well?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Okay, and what I'm hearing from Kina is that perhaps there might be other things that you are looking for, other things that you are attracted to that keep you coming back to the people who have problems with you traveling, on the other hand. So, you know, talk to us a little bit about that. What other characteristics are you attracted to that might be getting in the way?
Well, I mean, overall, I'm a free spirit. I'm a free spirit type of woman, and I don't have a certain type that I'm attracted to. It's just all about the vibe. Like, if I'm feeling somebody and we just have a great vibe, I go with it. So I don't have a specific criteria of a man that I'm attracted to, but he always seems like a revolving door, like a certain type just gravitate towards me. And I just can't explain it. And it's frustrating at times.
So I'm sorry to have interrupted you, but you are dating the same person over and over and over again.
That's what it feels like, you know. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I just don't have a set criteria, maybe. Maybe that's why I'm going through this. I just don't know.
So, Kina, that's a very important thing, right, that you have a specific list? You talked a little bit about that.
Right. She just mentioned that she doesn't have a certain criteria. So you're going to get whatever comes to you. You're only looking for just any type of guy that's coming to you. Can you somehow determine what type of guy you are really would like to attract, maybe perhaps to have a long-term committed relationship? If you're attracting all types, you're getting what I would call like a fun guy. Fun guy, he's only good for, you know, a couple, you know, dates or whatever. But can you hone in on exactly what you want?
Yes.
And, you know, in the very beginning of the show, Kina, we talked about manifesting requiring work. that, you know, the folks that you work with when it comes to manifesting, you ask them to do specific, to take specific steps. So in this case, could it be helpful for the caller if she were to sit down and very specifically list what she wants in the various categories that you were talking about? So financially, in terms of children, in terms of faith, in terms of travel, you know, have that be a line item, you know, specific category on her list of who she's looking for.
Right. I agree with you totally on that. And definitely also you need to put together a list of deal breakers. If there's someone that you meet, last year I was on a date with a guy, and I knew within the first 30 minutes of the date that it was ending. I basically said, you know what, thank you, I'm done. If you see characters that are leading you through the same sign that this man is just like the last man that you only spent a short time with, End it. Cut it off. Do not continue. That's precious time that you could be using to cultivate your next relationship, time that you could use to manifest your next relationship. I would encourage you to get down in the weeds, maybe tonight, tomorrow, whenever you have time, to write down what your ideal mate looks like, what type of characteristics this person has. If what are the deal breakers for you? What are you willing to work with? Things that are total no-goes. When you see these things, and not everyone won't meet everything, but you may meet someone that meets 80-90% of these things, but figure out what are the top things that you must have in a relationship. Since you're a traveler like myself, you probably want someone that travels, because it's nice to have, you know, your mate travel with you. And if you're meeting someone that, you know, they're not aligned with your life, sometimes it's best to just say thank you, but no thank you.
All right.
Well, thank you so very much for calling, and I'm hoping that this is what you needed to hear. As Kina was saying, she is available for you to contact her, and we have information on the show page. So if you go online to blogtalkradio.com, where you're listening to the show, her information will be there. But Kina, do you want to give some information?
Sure. You can reach me on my Facebook page, which is listed on there, or you can reach me via Instagram. A lot of people contact me there. It's just me, Kina, and that's JustMeKenna. Or on my other Instagram page, which is BookDatIsHT.
Awesome. So thank you so much for providing that, and thank you to the listener for calling in with such an important question that has provided an opportunity for us to have a really rich discussion about our topic today. And I wanted to come back to something, you know, because she's talking about having trouble finding people who are okay with her traveling that much. And frankly, that specific question, that specific issue, is one that I've seen come up quite a bit. And I wonder if it's something that you specifically, or you have seen specifically, come up as a question with the people that you work with. And I'm curious as to whether you have an idea of why. Why is traveling specifically such a problem?
I think for, especially for women, I don't know, we have to have some type of hobby, some type of lifestyle, some type of outlet. And for many of us, that outlet is traveling, whether we are traveling domestically, internationally. It is definitely something that is needed. Some of us, we use traveling for self-care or other things. And I have a lot of friends that they love to travel, and they've been told from many men that, you know, hey, we can't have a serious relationship if you are out gallivanting the globe, or perhaps you need to change jobs because that person wants you home. But it's one of those things where you have to figure out, you know, is there any way we can have balance? Or if you're just totally against my lifestyle, then there's no way that this relationship will ever work.
Well, certainly it's a sign of incompatibility. Ultimately, if they really are trying to put their foot down and say, you know, and refer to it as gallivanting, that's a sign to me. And it seems to me that it says something about a need for control, which would be a red flag that would send me running in the opposite direction right away.
Exactly.
And I love what you said to the caller about not wasting your time. One of the things that a lot of us are socialized into is feeling responsible for making the relationship work. So if it's, you know, if it feels like hard work in the beginning, we think, oh, you know, if I just keep trying, if I do this, if I compromise that way, it, you know, it's going to work out. But that's that's their responsibility to do that, and you're saying quite the opposite.
Right. I mean, in the beginning, it's one of those things where if you hear the deal breaker right away, you already know why bother? Why are you going to stay here another 6 months and you're going to be miserable and you'll end up breaking up anyway? Why bother with something that, you know, it's just not on your, it's on your deal breaker list and you ignored it? I've seen this many times. I had a friend of mine contact me. She has religious convictions. She's Christian. She met a man that was Muslim. There's nothing wrong with that, but she wants a Christian husband. So she met this gorgeous Muslim man, and I asked her, why are you wasting his time and your time? This is not what you want. This is clearly on your list of things that you don't want. So I don't believe in wasting time. We're too old. You know, I don't know how old the callers are here, but I'll be 41 later this year. I'm too old to waste time with someone that does not meet the requirements that Kina needs.
That is such sage advice. You know, it's great wisdom, and it's taken me many years to come to understand that as well. I'm hoping that anybody who's listening who's younger understands that this counts for you too. You don't have to waste, a ton of time trying this out. We can tell you right now, it doesn't work, right, Kina?
Right, it doesn't work. I mean, I'm now remembering that I was married at one time, and I remember, the things that, went on in that relationship where you mentioned this earlier about trying. If it's only one person trying, and the other person is just, oh well, why are you still here? You know, why are you still wasting your time? This is precious energy you could be using, cultivating your own internal garden. Why are you wasting it on someone that obviously they don't care? So
right.
don't do it.
So it's okay to leave. But I think that there's still a sense of hesitancy for a lot of people because, there's that tension between, on the one hand, how deeply we're encouraged, and I get this, and I think it's important. If one is in a relationship, you should understand that relationships are work, that, they require constant cultivating. It's like, growing a garden. It requires two people being in it, and it's not, you're not going to coast through a relationship. Even in order for it to be a good relationship, you're not going to coast through the relationship. So there's that one thing, there's that one factor on the one hand that says you are going to have to work at your relationship. But then there's the other aspect of things that we've been talking about where it reaches a place where you decide you've got to leave. And do you have any thought about how it is that one figures out where that line is and when the relationship has crossed the line to being one where, it's really not worth my time slogging through this? I need to get out so that I can be open and available to somebody who is a good match for me.
Great question. I would say most of the time, if you are asking the questions internally, that's probably your indicator. If you're calling your friends and talking to them about it, it's probably already time. You call your mother, your father, your besties, or, even talking to colleagues at work, that's probably the best time. Again, you were making me remember that I was married. I remember I was married for 7.5 years. We were separated probably most of my marriage. And I wish I knew then what I know now, that, when I saw the signs, I ignored them because I tried and tried and tried. But I think if you're asking yourself the question, you already know the answer. You already know the answer. You don't need me. You don't need your mom. You don't need your grandmother, anyone to tell you. You already know what the thing is. You're just looking for someone to reassure you. That reassurance should come from you. You know that you deserve better than what you are receiving. Some people stay in these relationships just to say they have someone. Honey, have yourself. You're way better than what you will be putting up with.
Oh, you can say that again, because that is a huge thing, and it is part of why I'm doing this show, is to encourage folks not to be scared about breaking up and not to be scared about being alone or what people are going to say. You know, the judgment of community, I think, plays a large part in why so many people stay in toxic relationships for much longer than they ever should have.
I agree, definitely. I think that stigma, hopefully it's being eradicated in some form. Even for myself, I probably stayed married longer than I should have due to stigma, because in my family, we don't divorce. We just don't do it. You stick with it, or, you know, you stay in these long-term relationships for whatever reason. But as you, again, get older, you see things, you realize, this life is not for me. You know, this is not a lifestyle. And I always said that I would not want to leave my, if I had, I don't have any children, but if I had children, I would not want them to see me living this type of legacy. This is not what I want them to see. I don't want them to see, you know, mother being abused, whether it's physical, emotional, verbal abuse, even just being ignored. That's another type of abuse as well. Seeing no love shown toward the woman, no, that's not good. And this goes for men. I know we're talking about women, but this also goes for men too, because they also experience the same things that we experience as well, the same feelings. They have the same issues.
And I'm glad you brought that out, that we are not talking just about women, but that men too, you know, experience these things. And that is something that I'm looking to make the topic of a show in the future. You know, how it is that our culture is set up to suppress or to hide the painful experiences that men have in their relationships, where, you know, we can call our girlfriends, our besties, you know, we can call our mothers and that sort of thing. Men are not encouraged to have these conversations with their friends and, you know, with their family as well. Are you finding that men are opening up to you as much as the women are are able to talk about the pain that they are experiencing in the relationships and the struggles they have over whether or not to leave?
Yes, I've had a lot of men contact me with some of the issues that they've had in relationships, when to leave, when to stay, even if to go back. And you know, it's been interesting to see the outpour of men. I think our society, hopefully, is changing, that people are actually going out and seeking advice. And also, if I may put a plug in, sometimes you need to see a good therapist or counselor. If need be,
yeah,
go to it. I encourage it. Please do it.
Yes. and that's another thing that I also encourage. I'm glad that you brought that up, because it is a huge thing, particularly in certain communities, where folks are actively discouraged from seeking out a therapist or a counselor, you know, and then also experience a great deal of stress. And so we find that manifesting, we're talking about manifesting, right? But we find that,
yes,
manifesting in, unfortunately, negative ways. So I want to talk a little bit more about what you are hearing from folks who are contacting you, and what information that you give to them that they've found helpful, and perhaps a little bit about some success stories. But we're going to take another little break. And when we come back, we will continue the conversation. I'm talking to Keena Williams, and this is The Breakup Whisperer. We'll be back in just a moment. You are listening to Untangled Resolutions' presentation of The Breakup Whisperer, a show dedicated to promoting healthy breakup culture. Untangled Resolutions' breakup coaching services can help you to figure out if you should break up, how to discuss breaking up, and how to nurture yourself after a breakup. Contact me, Batabile Mtombeni, The Breakup Whisperer, at welcome@123untangled.com. That's welcome@123untangled.com. Be sure to visit us on Facebook, like our page, and leave a note. Is there a topic you'd like us to cover? A guest you think would be great on the show? Please let us know. Facebook.com/123untangled. That's Facebook.com/123untangled. And now, let's get back to the show. All right, everybody, if you are just joining us, or just a quick reminder, we are on the air with Keena Williams, who is an avid, renowned traveler, actually. Kina, you're famous. You know that, right?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
As a traveler, you're a very enthusiastic traveler. I know that you've been influential in my life regarding travel, and then also regarding relationships and manifesting great relationships with your SOTD, your single of the day that you host on your Facebook page from time to time. And as every time I've seen it, has been wildly popular. And so for those who might not have been listening, would you recap what you do with SOTD?
For SOTD, it stands for Single of the Day. I feature a single man that's ready, eligible. He's ready for a committed relationship. Some are also looking for relationships that lead to marriage. So occasionally I will feature someone and let the ladies look and choose, and then I do a little bit of matchmaking in the background.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about that matchmaking in the background, because that's what I was curious about. So you don't leave people just at, you know, here's the person, this is their inbox, you know, go into their DM, right? It's a little bit more involved than that?
It's more involved than that. That's probably why I don't do it that often. But what I normally do is I'll post someone on my page, and, you know, I will talk to the person on the background, the man on the background, since I only feature men. And I will ask that man, you know, hey, what is it that you're looking for? Are there particular qualities, traits that you're looking for? So I will post a small blurb on my page with his three pictures about what he's looking for, a few hashtags about him, you know, whatever he likes or what have you. And ladies, I will ask them if the lady is interested in that man. I tell them, you know, just don't comment on my page, hey, gorgeous. No, contact me directly, and I can see if that person is a possible match. And yes, I do a serious weed out process, because many times a lady will contact me and she has none of the qualities, none of the characteristics that man is looking for. So it's a no.
And you know this right from jump.
Right away. I know right away, because he will tell me exactly what he's looking for. And I will say, you know, hey, this person has said that they're interested. This is what I know about this person. If I know them personally, looking at their qualities, and I will ask the young lady, what is she looking for? And if hers does not match his, there's no reason for me to waste either person's time.
That's fabulous. And what a lesson to learn, because people ought to be able to do this for themselves. I mean, it's easier. It's nice when you have somebody who is objective, who's a third party, who can be doing it for you. But it is something that we can do for ourselves as well. And so what do you have people who fight you on it, who say, you know, no, really, I think that I want to meet this person. And, you know, they try to override your wisdom on it.
No, they can't do it. I mean, people will try, but I just like say thank you, but no, thank you. Sorry, that's it. So, I don't really have that problem. I've had a couple of people that, you know, they were upset, but I'm thinking, you know, hey, this person says he wants 5 children. You don't want any. How do you think this is going to work?
Right. And therein lies an example of the problem, right, where people are so willing to overlook glaring incompatibilities, and then find themselves having the same experience over and over again.
Exactly. That's why you keep falling on. I mean, you're on the train. The train keeps going around the same track. Get off sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what I want to bring it all together so that this is really practical and useful for people who are listening. You know, we've talked about manifesting a bit. We've talked about being able to examine relationships. This is particularly for people who find themselves in a pattern where they seem to be meeting or dating the same person over and over again. And what you've suggested is that they make a list of the characteristics that they're looking for, but make sure that those characteristics are substantive, that they're not just based on superficial looks or, you know, things of that nature, but that they're substantive, and then also that they have deal breakers. Are there common deal breakers? Do you have, asked you about a top 3, top 5, top 10 characteristics to look for? Are there 3, top 5 deal breakers that you have witnessed over the time that you've been doing SOTD and working with people to try to help them find great relationships?
There have been some that I've received from men and women. Some are, I mean, just small things. It could be, well, this is not necessarily a small thing, but some, you know, some people don't like smokers. So you will see that as a deal breaker. Some men, unfortunately or fortunately, they don't want to date someone that has children. Also, some women don't want to date someone that has children. Those are probably the biggest deal breakers that I see when it comes to dealing with SOTD. I've had a few that it was in dealing with education levels, and that's another one as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm curious about the children aspect of things. It's something I don't have children myself as well. So, you know, I also don't have kids, although I have dated at least a couple of people who had kids, and it wasn't something that stood in the way for me necessarily. But what are the reasons that you've heard from folks about why they would hesitate or decline to date someone who has children?
What I've heard is in regards to children, some people, they feel like if a person has children that you've got the weekend on, the weekend off deal, or that may mess up whatever plans you may have, or you've got this week on and, you know, that's during the week that you had planned to go to some gala or whatever the event is. So I think sometimes it could be a matter of this person maybe requires a little bit more time, that they don't want that time impacted, whether it's by children or sometimes even a pet could be an issue as well.
Well, yes. Yeah, so I have two dogs, and that they certainly have required a little bit of flexibility and collaboration. And that, you know, because I'm like, Kath, I can't just leave them at home, you know, so
I have
to be able to either, you know, come back to take care of them or, yeah, I hear what you're talking about. Yeah, now when you put it that way. Most definitely. And it isn't something that you can just kind of finesse your way through. You know, you really do need to be looking out for somebody who is completely open to working with you. You know, in my case, a lot of it has to do also with pet hair, right? So I'm going to be covered in dog hair. I have rollers in every room in the house, in my car, and every purse. But still, you know, that's going to be an issue. So basically, you're saying it is important to pay attention to those things and to accede to them, no matter how hot the guy is or how hot the woman is.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Because that can be part of it, is that, you know, but they're so hot, right? I don't want to give
well,
up this
like,
chance.
No, let it go. I mean, hey, there are other fine dudes out there, fine ladies out there, and that's not the only one.
Right. Any other hot topics that come up for you that, you know, that I haven't touched on?
I mean, if we're talking about relationships and things, I get a lot of people asking me about long-distance relationships since I'm obviously in one, about how those work. And, well, they work if you are willing to do the work.
Right.
That's
right.
Involved in that. But so that's probably the biggest thing that I get. A lot of people said that they can't do it. But, I mean, you really have to know yourself and what you can do. And if you trust a person, and it's this person, someone that you're willing to, you know, dedicate your time to flying back and forth or whatever, you know, that's, it's something that some people can do it. Some people are cut out for it. Some are not.
Well, and I wanted to ask, what does doing the work look like?
Making the commitment to, the relationship that you have, making a commitment to, see each other, making the commitment to at least, you know, communicate on a regular basis, whether that is via phone, text, or personally, let me take that back. I don't like texting. Call me. I prefer a phone call, or you can Skype me. Let me see you or whatever. But you have to make that commitment to bothering you. Don't hold it in. Do that. And also put in a little bit of element of surprise. Sometimes I will go to my mailbox and, wow, someone has sent me a nice gift, or I received some flowers, or someone has sent me a new shirt. You know, boyfriend has sent me a new shirt or anything like that. So definitely have to keep it fresh and going on a regular basis, especially if you want to do a long-distance relationship.
So it might require a little bit more effort, but if you're finding that person who meets all the criteria, it's worth it, I would think. Right?
It is. It definitely is worth it. I know I get on these planes. We fly back and forth to see each other all the time. So it's definitely worth it.
Okay. And perhaps you can also help folks who are in that situation to figure out how to get the best deals, right? So that they can afford to do that.
Definitely. Many times I buy one way on one airline, the other way on another airline, and rack up credit card amount. It's another way to do it as well.
Right. But when you find the right relationship, it absolutely is worth it, and it doesn't feel like work, really, does it?
Right. Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Kina, you have been amazing and a wonderful guest, full of surprises. I'm so glad that I asked you to be on the show. Actually, I want to take a quick moment and acknowledge that. How did you wind up being on my show?
You know, I was just about to say it. I posted on my Facebook page that I wanted to be on podcasts, be in magazines or things of that nature in media. And I posted it on my page, and you know, one of my famous words is, it is so because I said so, is really what I believe. That's why, you know, my manifest for me personally works, because I fully believe in what I say is going to happen to me. I will get it. If I want it, it will happen, and it always happens. So that's how I'm here today. I manifested getting on the podcast, and here I am today.
There you are today. You said it, and it is so.
I said so because it is so.
There you go. So I am so happy to have been able to play a part in that. And, you know, to wrap up, the main takeaways that I'm getting from you is that you can learn from your past relationships. You know, if you find yourself in that situation where you are encountering the same person over and over again, you know, experiencing the same heartache over and over again, take a moment, step back, you know, get a viewpoint of what is going on, and then be open to perhaps finding the person who meets the substantive criteria that you're looking for. Perhaps they're not as tall as you wanted. Perhaps they don't have the hair that you wanted. Maybe they don't dress the way that you thought you'd want to find in the perfect person, but they are there and available to have a meaningful, enriching relationship with you, and that's where you can focus. And so that's how you can use your breakups to help you to manifest the right relationship. So I want to thank you again, Kina, for coming on the show, for participating in this conversation about that, and I'm hoping that folks who are listening really take to heart what you had to say.
Thank you so much for having me. I thoroughly enjoyed this experience.
Well, you're very welcome. And thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been another episode of The Breakup Whisperer. We'll be coming back. I'm going to be transparent here. I'm not sure about what's going on next week, whether I'm going to do a show or not. So it's going to be a little bit of a surprise. But if I do the show, next week is July 4th on next Tuesday. That is Independence Day here in the United States. So what I'm contemplating is doing a show about freedom, talking to people who are single about what they enjoy about being single, being free, footloose, fancy, free, right? So I'm thinking about putting that together. If you want to participate in that, contact me. Go to Facebook. It's facebook.com/123entangled if you want to be on the show and talk about that. If you enjoy being single, I've enjoyed being single very much myself, as people who are friends of mine on Facebook know. From time to time, I would post the benefits of being single, number, 325. And, you know, perhaps it's about, you know, being able to drink the orange juice out of the carton and nobody's going to say anything to you. So I would want to talk about freedom as we are celebrating Independence Day, celebrating being independent on the show. So go ahead and contact me if you want to be part of that, and we'll see if that gets put together. Otherwise, we might just take a holiday and come back the week after that. So we've got a lot in store for you in the month of July. I hope you stick around, come back, and work with us as we try to create a positive breakup culture. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.